I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Beyond the Black. We're headed to Cape Canaveral, to the Kennedy Space Center and SpaceX. Bob, is this good news?
I think this is good news. Let me give the backstory here. SpaceX was building a Starship orbital launch pad at Cape Canaveral so they could do launches of their big heavy lift rocket once it was operational out of Kennedy. And, and they were moving fast, and there was even some talk of them doing some test launches very quickly out of Cape Canaveral. And then, boom, the government put its hammer down on SpaceX and said, no, you can't do it. You can't do any launches from Cape Canaveral with Starship. And the reason was that they were building this launch pad very close to the one launch pad SpaceX has that launches its manned Dragon capsules. That launch pad's called LC-40. SpaceX has two launch pads at Kennedy. The other one's called LC-39A, but 39A does not do manned launches. It's basically used for all the unmanned commercial launches that SpaceX does. And NASA said, no, you cannot launch Starship Kennedy, because if anything would go wrong during the launch, we fear that LC-40, our only launch pad for manned missions, will get damaged and we won't be able to fly. And that's no good. We got to be able to fly. They don't have a redundant launch vehicle with capsule, because Starliner from Boeing is so long delayed. And so there's been negotiations going on, and here's the good news, it appears. NASA and SpaceX have come to an agreement that SpaceX is going to upgrade launch pad 39A so it too can launch manned Dragon capsules. This will give them redundancy and another launch pad far enough away from Starship that it won't get damaged should something go wrong. And even if it can, they're not both going to get damaged in any accident. So that's the thinking, and so that's what's going to happen. They don't say so, but I'm pretty sure SpaceX insisted that NASA pay for this upgrade. They're going to have to do things like put in a crew access tower and ways to get to the capsule and an escape system in case something goes wrong, but they'll do that. This is not something that's hard to do, and in fact, I've gotten indications that they already have some of the spare parts available to make that happen. It does mean likely that no Starship launches are going to occur at Kennedy until this work is done, and they've done at least one launch from this second site. But nonetheless, this is good news. It means that SpaceX is in the long run no longer blocked from launching at Cape Canaveral its big heavy lift rocket.
One of my favorite Christmas presents that I've never opened because it daunts me is my Celestron telescope. Does this mean I'm a space cadet, Bob?
You are a space cadet. You have a telescope. Of course you're a space cadet. But the news is even more significant. Celestron has announced that it got a deal with somebody which helped pay for this, but it's going to modify one of its commercial amateur telescopes. This is one of the more expensive versions they've got, but it's still for amateurs. They're going to modify it to make it space-hardened, so it's space-qualified to work in space. What does that mean? That means that anyone who wants, for relatively little money, can buy a telescope that could function in space. Now, there's a company that's actually purchased this option. It's called TransAstra. This is a company that has a lot of ground-based telescopes, and what they do is they track debris and satellites in orbit for both military and commercial purposes. In other words, if there's debris up there, they track it, and you can get information on where those objects are and what they're doing. They're one of the companies that will provide imagery if two objects collide in space and you see debris. They get those images, and I posted their images on Behind the Black. Well, they've now contracted Celestron to upgrade these telescopes for the purposes of maybe being used in space to observe other objects in space. But what I see this is a major, profound decision, because if the general public, amateur astronomers, can buy telescopes that will be space-hardened without, commercial, off-the-shelf space-hardened telescopes, there's not going to be a lot of engineering. There will be, but not a lot of engineering to be able to turn these into miniature Hubble Space Telescopes in orbit run by private individuals. And I could see customers lining up in the astronomical amateur community to buy these things and to maybe work up deals to put their own satellites in orbit. I mean, this is a variation of the ham communities launching their own ham satellites. Well, now you're going to have astronomers maybe teaming up, amateurs, to put their own telescopes in orbit. I see this happening. I can see this happening in great numbers. And what this means is not only will astronomy benefit, but so will commercial space.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,